Hey, it's Dave Mahoney. We just wanted to pop on here real quick and say thank you very much for listening to our podcast. And if you could do us a favor, it would be a huge help if you could rate and review the podcast.
Yeah, our bosses look at that and we don't want to get fired, and I'll do anything for you.
I mean, there is nothing that Mahoney loves more than somebody telling Mahoney that he is awesome. So if you could do that, thanks. We'd appreciate it.
Even if it's not true.
Yeah, just lie to us. Just lie to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm pretty.
Let's be real. This is 3 stars at best. Just give it 5, please.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app.
All right, so let's get things going. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, my friend?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, don't you hate it when you get on a roller coaster and then you get stuck on it for multiple hours because firefighters had to help 8 teenagers escape a New Mexico roller coaster on Saturday night after 2 cars got stuck on the tracks. Turns out that this particular roller coaster, the El Bandito, started operating back in 1974.
Oh, so only 40-some-odd years old.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, not great. Not great.
El Bandito, you say.
Firefighters had to show up and assist with the rescue. They got called at about 8:38 p.m. Did not get the kids down until almost 11 p.m. So multiple hours just sitting there stuck on the 1974 roller coaster.
Might be time to take her out back.
Take her to the
old farm.
Lay her
down to rest.
Yep.
That's a little long for any type of carny equipment.
So as as adults.
There should be a shelf life on carny equipment, like 20 years tops, right?
I would say like 3.5.
Yeah.
My guess is the maintenance isn't done all that well. And we more and more often continue to see these crazy viral videos of these carny rides malfunctioning.
There's that one, what is it, last week where it was just going nuts and people had to run over and try to hold it up as it was wildly swinging in the air.
But being, you know, I mean, if I'm being completely honest, I loved nothing more than when the local carnival would roll into the school.
Oh, yeah.
And set up
That's because we were kids and we had no idea how trashy it was and how dangerous it was.
But our parents at the time didn't, like, my mom was never like, hey, don't go on the zipper.
Well, but that's...
She was like, here's... $10, go have a great night. And then I would go have a great night with all my friends.
It was a different time. We also rode there in no car seats while Dad was drinking a beer while driving us.
Yeah.
In a 3,000-pound station wagon that had rear-facing seats for whatever reason.
I don't know. I'm just asking you, Dave, is the one here who has three young children, are you going to introduce your kids to carny rides?
Yeah, here's $10, go have fun. Just don't get on the one that's actually falling over right now.
No, I don't think $10 will take. That's like half a ride now.
Yeah.
Like half the Ferris wheel.
And certainly no funnel cakes.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of carny events that I've been to, like, it's more and more expensive than I remember. Like, I remember going there with like a $5 bill, like you're saying, and being able to have a pretty good time for a couple of hours. Now, a turkey leg, it's not even that good. Maybe it's more nostalgia.
That's a fancy fair.
Well,
that's a state fair.
It's not a state fair. It's the San Gennaro Fest.
Oh.
And they do have lovely Italian singers.
What turkey legs have to do with an Italian
nothing,
festival?
Absolutely nothing.
I have no idea there.
You'd expect them at a Ren Fair.
Yeah, they're left over from the Renaissance Fair. That's
what it is.
Yeah.
Or like, that's why they're so
turkey
dry.
Legs are an invasive species. They have
You hold
made,
your tongue.
They have
How
made,
dare you?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but they have made their way into every facet of life. Every festival, there's a turkey leg now. Disneyland, turkey legs all over Disneyland.
I was at a quinceañera the other day. Turkey legs.
Turkey legs, yeah.
They're everywhere. Mm.
Some good news today as well. All of a sudden, Walmart can afford to pay for all of their employees' college.
Funny how that works out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's weird.
I love this, though.
No, I mean, it's good, but it's also... Let me explain. So... They're saying that they're going to invest $1 billion over the next 5 years in career developments for its employees and drop the current $1 a day fee workers were required to pay to take part in the higher education program before. And this has a lot to do with it's a tighter job market. It's harder to find employees, all of that stuff. So far, 8,000 employees have received a degree through the program, but 52,000 have taken part. Since its creation in 2018.
Okay, I mean, that seems about right.
Is it?
I mean, if you think about the amount of people who go to college, who don't graduate college, about a third? Or is there, wait.
Yeah, this is like 50, a fifth.
50 divided by 8 is like, what, sixth? Yeah, a sixth of these people?
That's pretty
much. That seems about right.
And that's not necessarily, well, but that's
also working a job,
not on
too.
Walmart. That's not on Walmart that they didn't finish. Yeah. They're giving them the opportunity to complete a degree, and whether or not you choose to finish that is absolutely
on
you. 52,000 who started and 8,000 who actually got their degree is pretty low, I agree. But also, like, that's kind of, I'm not shocked. That would be like in any other college.
In this room, we've got four people, three of which who went to college.
That's right.
Who also dropped out. Only one who made it through.
Old college girl over
here.
And
I bet it's not who you think.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Are you guys impressed by Jeff Bezos' foray into space and his continued effort to win the space race?
No, not
at
all.
Or do you think it's kind of little D energy?
It's the biggest little D energy on the planet right now.
So, but is it little D of Richard Branson?
He's just,
right?
His isn't little
he's just
D.
Trolling?
It's just, that's just like.
Little Richard energy.
Look at me.
Yeah, I mean,
look at me.
Branson seems more like he's just trying to have fun with it. Bezos is acting like he's actually going to go like conquer space.
And Musk
his
is
stupid
the
cowboy hat.
One who's actually, he's the one I like kind of the least out of all of them. But his company seems like they've got their stuff together.
Well, I mean, they're
and he's also
Starlink,
not like I have to be the first one on there and go into space. Like,
yeah, I mean, Starlink actually provides like a service to people that are, I don't know, on Earth.
Yeah.
But Bezos is now saying that he wants to pony up $2 billion to include a human landing system made by his aerospace company, Blue Origin, as part of NASA's return to the moon. So he really wants to be a part of this return to the moon, and he is offering basically a $2 billion bribe to do so.
But why are we worried about going back to the moon? We've already been there.
Well, I mean, it's been a long time.
But, I mean, it's been, sure.
We
sure,
need to go to Mars.
It's been a long time.
Mars or nothing, man. But like, we went to the moon before anybody in this room was born.
No,
like
it was fake.
Like
didn't
2 years
happen.
After
fake.
My mom was born. Like, yeah. We need to go to Mars. Like, if we're talking about big incremental steps for mankind, Mars is next. I mean, we've been doing some pretty amazing things with the Mars lander. Obviously, the helicopter that's had, like, a dozen or so missions. It's flown a couple miles now. Like, we've done some pretty amazing things. We need to go to Mars.
But how has no one given Jeff the blueprint? Like, I mean, I feel that we have already done this, and we should already know how to do this. So if Jeff is putting this much money into the space race that we've already done, why? How? This is like 70 years old.
Again, like, this to me is not really that impressive. You want to impress us, Jeff Bezos? Go to the bottom of the ocean.
Yuck.
I mean, right? Wouldn't that be a lot more interesting? There's nothing in space.
I mean, didn't we already send somebody down to the Mariana Trench?
I don't know.
And
no, we've never been to the bottom of the ocean. We don't even know where the bottom of the ocean is.
We've never been to the bottom. We've sent people into the trench, yes, but.
Isn't that the bottom of the ocean?
That seems a lot more interesting to me than going to outer space.
You know, what seems interesting to me? Mm. A good wage, a nice retirement, health benefits.
Don't be ridiculous.
Let's talk about realistic.
Yeah, let's not get silly now.
You want to impress me? There you go.
Let's talk about some realistic things here.
So, speaking of realistic things, you think that this is realistic? The headline for this article is: will people finally be able to take their masks off on airplanes? Because September 13th is the projected date. I'm going to guess
no, we're not.
Considering that mask mandates are popping up all over the place again. Mm-hmm. L.A. County, Las Vegas.
Missouri.
Airplanes and airports are among the few remaining places where face masks are required, at least as of now, but that is changing rapidly. They might not have to after September 13th if the rule isn't extended. I cannot fathom a world where they go, yeah, let's roll back masks on airplanes, because already they're having to undo that because the Delta variant is spreading like wildfire.
I know this is an unpopular opinion, but I'm here for the masks on an airplane.
You're
always
a monster.
Not because of
you are a monster.
The Delta variant or whatever. It's just every other damn time. There's so many sick people flying. If we could just keep this going.
No. But here's the thing: is like you can wear a mask on the airplane
but
if you want to.
It doesn't do anything for me.
Well,
it's everybody has to do it or it doesn't work. But that's the one problem. Like, yeah, I can wear one.
So then you want everyone to wear a mask on an airplane at all times?
Yeah, except for kids. Kids are fine.
You're a monster.
But adults, yeah.
I'm so over these masks, and I'm so mad that there's new mandates.
You know what's worse than that? Getting sick when traveling. There's
not really.
Nothing,
no.
Oh, yeah,
no.
It is.
I'll take the sniffles one time as opposed to a mask
every
time.
You've never, I don't know, my wife has gotten real sick traveling, like, to a destination that has almost, like, ruined a trip because she was so ill. Like,
she's just got to do what I do. You just have to walk around and lick random doorknobs, get your immune system boosted.
No, that's not it. So I am here for that forever.
See that drifter walking around outside? Kiss him on the lips. Maybe. Natural immunity, my friend.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So you guys know that you're right now like everybody who has a warrant in that last little, you know, skit, you know, that you guys did, the little thing. So I'm trying to figure out, like, whatever happened to the rule, snitches get stitches. I mean, you guys just outed everybody.
Message deleted.
Oh, we didn't out anyone. First off, they're anonymous if they want to be anonymous.
On everybody.
There's no video of it. It's just audio. They can change their name. A lot of times they don't even give it. And thirdly,
they have
we snitching on? They're snitching on themselves. You're the only person that you're allowed to snitch on is yourself.
Nah, I snitch on everybody.
Yeah, I know you do.
That's right.
This guy,
call me Loose Lips Mahoney.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this guy to sit here and stand up for somebody who has a warrant out for their arrest?
Sometimes the guy who was on the run
aggressive.
For holding up a Domino's pizza delivery guy with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Spare me.
Yeah, I find out about that, I'm going straight to the authorities.
I'm not. Just put it on the radio and see what happens.
Nah.
Also, snitches get stitches. Try me. Try me.
Audrey, she is scrappy. She went to the University of Kentucky.
No, I grew up in Alabama. She'll Let me take these chips out, honey.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was surprised to hear the DJs discussing teachers and their behavior with female students. Love that they're calling out teachers for bad behavior, but I'd like them to use terms that actually state what is actually happening.
Message deleted.
Yeah, what? No, this isn't Dateline. So, I mean, we're not going to sit
we're
here.
We're talking about our personal experiences from what we know.
Yeah, and also, like, nobody is talking trash about teachers. Mahoney's wife is a principal. Audrey's husband is a teacher. My entire family is made up of teachers.
Even though we're stupid, we are the most this is why we are the most pro-education show on the radio, because how stupid we are.
Wait, though,
and we understand.
Is she saying, though, the way that I took it was, is that she, whenever we're discussing a lot of these women or men who are predators, she's very happy that we're talking about these things. Is that not what she was talking about?
Yeah,
but she's just wanting us to like divulge a lot of the information.
Details? No, man. Like,
but if you're a predator,
yeah. What are you talking about? Like, we're this isn't some true crime podcast. We're just a bunch of idiots making D jokes right here and occasionally talking about news stories.
Yeah, now if you want that hard hitting, let's catch the predator stuff. Chris Hansen is available.
I can't control my horny level.
You could get him to come to your house
for $45 and a free mug.
Don't buy one. No, those mugs cost like $32.
That's true.
And he still owes the printing shop for that. Yep. That's why he's in trouble.
Yep.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The strangest thing my dog ever pooped out was a condom she ate from my bathroom trash can. She pooped it out while we were walking on a trail in the woods at the park.
Oh, God.
And it got stuck, and I had to pull it out of her ass. And I panicked and threw it into the bushes.
Message deleted.
Well, I hope Smokey the Bear slaps you.
Let's just talk about etiquette here for a moment.
I don't care. You don't litter.
Does the used condom go into the trash can?
Yeah, where else would you put it?
Flush it.
Oh, God, no. What are you doing?
What do you mean? What are you doing?
You maniac?
Yeah,
no.
What are you doing, dude?
You don't flush
pipes,
it.
Your pipes.
First off,
your pipes.
All the water from your
first off, my pipes are clean.
goes down to it all funnels to one place, so you're polluting. You're even worse than litterers.
What?
By doing that.
I thought that was the standard etiquette.
No, it goes into the trash can.
Some fish is out there swimming around with a half-used condom on its head because it broke off in the pipes.
Yeah, you killed some turtles. Because you're trying to over here be safe and stuff.
What else do you flush down your toilet?
Nothing. You don't. The only thing you flush
Dude
down
wipes?
Your... No, you're not even supposed to flush wipes down
so
your toilet.
So hold on. So you with your nasty-ass ass over there... Are using dude wipes, your minty dude wipes on your beehole, and then you're putting them in the trash can?
Yep.
You need a diaper genie.
You guys are out of control.
I don't know.
They create these things called fatbergs, and then they are very expensive to get taken care of.
There's a fatberg somewhere just full of Dave's Durex, like just used Durex.
First off,
he's a lifestyle guy.
I've got nine kids. I'm not really using a lot of condoms over here.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Audrey, I think you'll appreciate this. Normally, it is every single story, it seems. Well, the millennials get the short end of the stick here. Ah, the millennials don't get any money. Oh, the millennials this and that.
Yeah, we get bashed.
Turns out that Gen X workers were actually the ones that were hit hardest by the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense because, I mean, they are younger kids who are going to be taking more entry-level jobs.
No, no, Gen X, not Gen Z.
Oh, Gen X.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's awful.
But Gen X is in there. The reason why I think I haven't read the study, but the reason, if I'm having to guess, why they were hit harder is because they're in their prime earning years. Like, they're in the years where they should be earning the most money for their retirement.
Yep. So then the millennials and the Gen Zers who are able to come in and work for, 40 hours more a week and at half the cost of Gen X.
Yeah, and so one of the problems for Gen X is that if they lost their career, let's say the travel or tourism industry, and there's a lot of people that had to reset. I mean, you've heard a lot of these stories about people that have spent their whole lives working towards being like a Cirque performer, right?
Yeah.
And in one of these incredible shows, and then all of the shows just go away, and Cirque goes belly up, and you're like, oh, well, I guess I'll go be a bartender in North Dakota.
That is devastating.
And so you think about, you know, starting your career over when you're in your 40s or 50s, that's tough,
that's
man.
That's scary.
And that's been one of the problems is 50% of mid-career Americans seeking work said COVID-19 had a major effect on their employment. While employment concerns for those 45 and over existed before the pandemic, it made it a lot worse, making it harder to gain employment and keep it, the study found.
I mean, and not to mention, I'm sure that they're just not creating those jobs to be open again, period. Like,
right.
I feel like a lot of those jobs that were getting squashed out during the pandemic, now is somebody's job.
One person now has three persons' job. Yeah.
Summerfest has rolled out their lineup. Mahoney, last time you went to Summerfest, you blacked out and almost got arrested for urinating in public, right?
That is true. You know, Milwaukee, beautiful city. One of my favorite. Everybody talks about Coachella or Lollapalooza or Bonnaroo or Rock the Bells or Governor's Ball. I am... My favorite one is Summerfest in Milwaukee. One, the weather can't be beat, and it's like 2 weeks of just insanity.
Well, it's going to be 3 weeks basically this year. So September 1st through the 4th, 8th through the 11th, and then 15th to the 18th. And they have unveiled 30 different headliners. And some of the headliners, listen to some of these names, guys.
Who do we got?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Dave Chappelle.
Hell yeah.
21 Pilots.
All right.
And Motley Crue's Vince Neil.
Wait, you can't get Tommy Lee?
What? I mean,
or Nikki Sixx?
Yeah, like the whole band's not available.
Oh, no,
it's
just
Vince Neil.
We just want Vince Neil. He's the only one we want.
Shaggy.
I feel
Shaggy's
like I want everybody except for Vince.
Anyone but Vince.
Yeah. ABV.
I didn't know that there was a band that is a Beatles Metallica mashup band.
What are they called?
Metallica.
That's the worst name ever.
I don't hate that. I'm curious.
They're going to be there.
Okay.
Also, Manchester Orchestra, Falling in Reverse, and a comedy show headlined by Michael Winslow from Police Academy. I guess he's just going to be on stage making all his noises.
Cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, it sounds awesome. Summerfest is always a rip-roaring good time, so it is back.
All right. So if you're looking for a destination to travel this year, this is not a paid advertisement. But I would say Milwaukee, great choice.
I mean, if you guys want to make it a paid advertisement, we're available.
Yeah. Put me up in that Miller Lite hotel again.
They put you up in the Miller Lite hotel?
It was like the official Miller hotel.
Wow, what a obvious mistake that was.
And then like they had the bar down there and like all the drinks were free.
Oh, what could go wrong? What could go wrong?
Yeah, I wonder why I blacked out and almost got arrested.
Son of a love it. Mother, it's bleeped. Bull.
Did you guys ever expect that you would grow out of like all the adolescent humor that you thought was funny when you were 12 years old?
Yeah, I always thought like I'll be an adult.
I'll
someday.
Be an adult. I'm not going to think that's
I'll
funny
like
anymore.
Serious things, and then like fast forward 30 years. Nah, that's even funnier today than it ever has been.
So here's how this game works. Nothing is being talked about in any of these clips, dirty whatsoever. But Ian has strategically placed some bleeps and. Because of our perverted minds, we have a hard time figuring out what it is. So you guys are going to ring in by saying your name whenever you think you know the correct answer. I'll give you the setup, and then I'll play you the actual audio. Then I'll give you a multiple choice of what it could be. Ring in any time that you want. There's a total of three. Whoever gets more correct is going to be our winner today. And the first one is a YouTube inventor. And you're trying to figure out what this YouTube inventor invented.
The first thing I had to do was I had laying around. Then I'd start taking some exact measurements of my and hop into my computer and start 3D designing what was going to be the new. Luckily, it was all finished up on the 3D printer, so I could take that off and start assembling all of the different parts I was going to need to build the. I gave it a little bit of a test, and now it's time to around with and make things just a little bit more extreme when you're.
Does that sound like some sort of like Dong Voltronian?
Especially with that music in the background.
Like a symbol.
Loving it.
Yes. Also, has that been done? Have we seen a Voltron dong or a Power Rangers dong?
So you're not that far off. Let me give them multiple choice of what it could be. And again, ring in at any point. Is it A, a mechanical arm, B, pogo stick crutches, or C, a slinky leg?
Audrey?
Audrey.
The first one.
A mechanical arm.
The arm.
Yeah, I know. So, Mahoney, it's either
weird
pogo stick crutches or a slinky leg.
Wait, what?
I think it's going to be a pogo stick crutches.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, Mahoney.
Very dangerous.
Is it just so they have, like, more cushion?
Yeah, it's that. It's a dumb invention.
Can you actually bounce around on them?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, okay, good.
That's dumb.
Wouldn't you just take two pogo sticks and stick them under your arms and it would be invented?
That's essentially what it is.
Yeah. But he had quite the hype video.
He printed them.
So the next one here.
Dog Voltron would have been better.
Would have been a little bit better.
Better invention. For sure.
Next one here is Matt Damon. You're trying to figure out what he is talking about.
It's a little more structured, right? Like, let's from 10 to 2, you know, because we can the off. I think we'll a lot more in the future just because it didn't turn out to be as time consuming as we thought.
So Matt Damon talking about what? A, hanging out with Ben Affleck. B, acting in more films. Or C, writing more with Ben Affleck. Mahoney.
Writing more with Ben Affleck.
For the win. Yeah, you did it.
I mean, we've all been waiting for Good Will Hunting 2, Electric Boogaloo.
You want to go for the sweep?
Sure, why not?
All right, third and final one. This is The Count.
This is a classic.
Trying to figure out what The Count is
from
doing.
From Sesame Street?
When I'm alone, I myself. Oh, yeah, I slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start thinking. It's very hard to stop. Faster, faster. It is so exciting. I could forever until I drop.
Oh, my
God.
That could only be what we are all thinking it's going to be.
That is the best piece of audio that we may have ever had on this show
there
ever.
We are.
The Count, what is he doing? A, exercising. B, reading. Or C, counting.
Mahoney.
He's doing none of those. He's touching himself.
When I'm alone, I f*** myself. Oh, yeah. I f*** slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start f***ing, it's very hard to stop. Faster, faster.
Bang.
It is so exciting.
He's going to hurt himself.
I could f*** forever.
He's counting.
He's counting, yeah.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Man, we hear so many stories like this about serial poopers. There was one just last week, the lady over in the UK that got banned from ever defecating in public, including like in a bathroom, because she just can't control herself and she always poos on the floor.
There was that high school
principal or superintendent
who was making a boatload of money, who kept pooping on their track. I mean,
he would go out for morning jogs and then he would stop by the school track and take a slam and then run off. But then they set up a camera without telling him and they're like, is that the superintendent that's pooping on the yes?
Is this a fetish?
It's got to be something weird, man.
If you are out running and you have a emergency, it happens.
The trucks.
It does happen.
But it doesn't happen
every day.
Or if it does, you need to stop jogging.
Or
it's not for you.
Adjust your
your diet
course.
Accordingly. Yeah. So according to authorities, they have cracked the case of a woman who has been pooping on neighborhood lawns during her early morning jogs throughout the town. Oh, yeah. Believe me, this is full of puns. Police catch serial pooper after the wrong woman gets a bum rap. Yeah, they're all over it.
We
call her the pooper. We have lots of name for her, said a Fisher, Indiana resident by the name of Angie Kelly. She was talking with the local news and had this to say.
We call her the pooper. We have found her droppings in our yards. She carries her own toilet paper, and she just leaves the toilet paper behind.
Yeah.
In 3 or 4 different yards down the street, every other yard. The toilet paper is the calling card, so we know when we see that she's been around.
See, she is out here planning this. Like, she is. It's not a dog that has pooped on your yard. It's not a jogger with an emergency. She goes out and she plans to do this.
And if you are bringing yourself toilet paper, why aren't you just bringing yourself a bag as well, like you would do with a dog?
Ugh. Everything
about there's this. So much, like, stepping in dog poop is horrible, but could you imagine stepping in
human poop? You gotta throw those shoes away and catch your feet off.
You just at the knee. You gotta take it at the knee.
So you guys know like the drunk logic that you have sometimes where you're trying to make things make sense in your head, but you're very, very, very inebriated. Well, a man in Nashville got arrested over the weekend and refused to allow a nurse to draw his blood, citing concerns that she was going to inject him with COVID-19. So as you know how it works, if you get pulled over, or in this case, the car was stalled out on the side of the road, the cops show up and they're like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, wait a minute, this guy appears to be very drunk, slurred speech, bloodshot, watery eyes, unsteady on his feet. And they say, you want to do a field sobriety test and prove that you're not drunk? And he's like, nope. So when you do that, sometimes, depending on where you are, you go to jail and they draw your blood. But he freaked out at the police station because he was convinced that the nurse was not going to draw his blood to determine his blood alcohol level, but instead was going to inject him with the COVID-19.
No, not the COVID-19.
Yeah. He didn't want anyone to stick him with anything.
It's much easier to contract COVID than having to inject it into you.
Yeah, someone could just sneeze on you.
Yeah, cough in your face. Or fart in your face.
In your face, and they have to be nude.
Yeah, the magic genes will stop it from getting you.
Catching them in your mouth.
So after he freaks out because he thinks he's getting the COVID, what happens then, Dave?
Well, they threw him in jail. So they're throwing a fit, saying you're gonna give me the COVID shot, you're gonna give me COVID-19. He was combative, and they said, okay, hold him down, and then they took his blood and threw him in jail.
So was he afraid of the vaccine or just the actual COVID?
He said you're trying to get me to take a COVID shot, and then also screamed that they were going to inject him with COVID-19. So it wasn't even that he was afraid of the vaccine.
Place.
Yeah. He was going to get the COVID-19 from a shot because
probably
they normally just have vials of that laying around handy to give people.
Yeah.
Seems like the IQ level of somebody who would decide to get behind the wheel just plastered.
Yeah, not great. There's also a suspect who made a not wise decision, and that was to walk into a sex shop and try to rob the place. Anyone want to guess what the person behind the counter used to?
Please tell me they beat him with a big ass dong.
They beat him with a big ass dong, Mahoney.
Oh, yes.
They started whooping him. The woman who was working late, the masked thief walks in, brandished a small knife. The woman was not impressed, picked up a big old double sided dildo that just happened to be within arm's
reach. Oh my gosh, them things are flappy.
Just flap, flap, flap. And the guy's like, oh God, what have I done? Oh,
now
no.
Here's the other side.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we mentioned it earlier, but there are more and more places around our great country that have masks making a comeback. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but LA County was the first ones that said masks are a thing now because of the spread of the Delta variant.
St. Louis, which I was actually pretty surprised that St. Louis, being my hometown, that they instituted that.
Now, Las Vegas and the entire state of Nevada, at least in the counties where people live, the governor came out yesterday and said that 12 of the 17 counties... whether people are vaccinated or not, you're going to have to wear masks in indoor spaces. And it's starting on Friday of this week. So that includes, like I said, all of the counties where people live in Nevada. Masks aren't likely to stop the community spread, experts say, but they might ratchet up pressure on the unvaccinated and encourage businesses and schools to implement mask mandates, which has also happened.
This is so ass backwards because here's the thing, Steve, Mr. Sisolak, and Governor Newsom. The people who aren't wearing masks are also the people who aren't getting vaccinated. So no matter what you do to them, they are not going to fall in line with what you think they should do.
Doesn't this remove like a huge benefit of being vaccinated?
Yes.
Like, I mean, one of the reasons, one of the many reasons that I chose to get vaccinated, again, everyone make their personal decisions, right? But for me, I thought, hey, I want to get vaccinated because I don't like wearing masks everywhere that I go. Doesn't that remove a huge incentive?
If
there's no upside
to
getting vaccinated?
I wanted to travel, and I also wanted to never get so sick again that I'm going to end up in the hospital for 10 days. Those are the big reasons why I did it. Mm-hmm. But the pressure that you're trying to put, this is only going to suck. Here's who I feel really bad for in Nevada and California. People who work, like grocery stores, restaurants, indoor places where the public is going, because now you're putting the onus onto the workers to have to enforce this, and you're going to see all these crazy altercations, maybe even more so than we saw a year plus ago.
Yeah, because I think everyone's pissed about this.
On both sides.
Yeah.
Whether or not you are vaccinated or unvaccinated, I think that you, like you said, Dave, you've given us a personal choice of whether or not we want to be able to get vaccinated. You've removed the incentive by making us be masked up again. And I think that this is going to be devastating for the cities, especially for travel. I mean, when we're finally starting to get our money back into our pockets for the entire state.
I mean, traveling is one thing. Obviously, that's huge. But also think about if you own like a local gym.
Yeah.
Who's going to go to the gym wearing a mask?
I did it yesterday.
Yeah, and how was it?
It was, I mean, I felt like I was in training for like some crazy endurance, like on the to go to Everest.
Are you doing the Iron Woman?
Dude, I might as well.
You're Vandalay Silva over here wearing the gas mask while you're training. It's just ridiculous.
Dave, you and I were talking to one of our friends last weekend, and you know they're at their gym. They work out all the time, and they reinstituted that workers have to wear their masks.
Yep.
So you've got a gym full of people who are huffing and puffing and going crazy, you know, in their workouts, and then the only person wearing a mask is the poor trainer.
Yeah.
Well, and like the theater of it.
You think about Las Vegas, and you're like, you have to wear a mask at all times, no exceptions, unless you want to take it off and smoke.
Yeah.
Well, that
unless
makes
you want to take
sense.
It off and take a sip of your drink.
And eat.
Yeah.
And eat. And then if you're around
if you
in the
inhale
casino
a bunch of
areas,
smoke and then blow it everywhere, that's okay. But yeah, it's like it doesn't make any sense.
But you can wear it as your chin diaper. That's fine because then that covers us for liability. It's just all theater. It's all theatrics. It's all garbage. It's annoying.
You know what works? The vaccine does.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I got? The vaccine. Because it works. And I believe in science. And at this point, you do you. Like, if you want it, you can get it. If you don't,
it's available.
That's on you. But it's there. And it's just dumb that we're taking steps back.
Good luck, Sisalak.
Yeah.
So stealing a car, boring. Stealing a $98 million yacht, that's the new hotness.
Who stole a $98 million yacht?
So he didn't like full on steal it, but he was supposedly trying to. This is on the waterfront in San Diego. Police received a call early in the morning regarding a man. By the time the crew got there, crew members already detained the man. The boat owner, who was not on the site, told police officers that the yacht is worth $98 million. And honestly, they were like, this doesn't happen very often. Like, who tries to steal?
Well, driving one of those big-ass boats is not, like, driving a local pontoon.
It's hard. And secondly, where are you going to go?
Right.
It's not like
you're
going to get away.
Very visible.
I'm going to an uncharted island.
He was apparently under the influence of a controlled substance and was still in the process of evaluating what exactly it was. But other charges, potentially vandalism if he damaged the boat, they're investigating right now. But they say it's very uncommon that somebody tries to steal a $100 million
yacht.
That
dude said, I am the captain now.
Look at me.
This is my boat. Whenever it says a controlled substance, what does that mean?
A drug.
Drugs.
Yeah.
Like pills? A controlled substance means like it's controlled by the U.S. government that it is illegal.
So like
or
opioids.
That it, or it could be
opioids. Could be meth.
Yeah.
Probably meth.
So controlled substance could be meth?
Oh, sure.
Most often controlled substances are meth.
So San Diego, Phoenix, and Seattle remain super hot real estate markets right now. Home prices in San Diego rose 2.9% in May and a record 24.7% over the past year. Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle reported the highest year-over-year gains among the largest metropolitan areas. Phoenix was first, 25.9% increase, followed by San Diego and then Seattle.
Year-over-year?
Yep.
25%?
Almost 26%, yep.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yep.
That's unreal, man. Like,
but I feel like those are hot destinations to be moving to right now.
I hear you, but what a sham real estate is.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Really.
It's a total scam.
What a whole bag of BS it all is. Like, all of a sudden, this is magically worth more.
Supply and demand.
It's better than going the other way.
No, I mean, I hear you, but it's just, I feel bad. Like, how are we ever, like, how are your kids going to buy a house, Dave?
Well, I mean,
like,
here's the
think
thing.
Think how hard it is right now for Audrey and her husband.
Hey, man, my parents didn't help me buy a house. I got to figure it out. Good luck, kids.
Hey, shut up.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney.
So what is the thing that was done for you by your significant other where you went, man, they really do love me. Like, they will do anything for me no matter what. Mahoney, you had your wife trimming your back flank, whatever. What is your back flank? What does that
mean? It's like the back side, like right here.
So why did you decide that you needed that to be trimmed up?
Well, that's the only part of my back that there's hair. And it's not like on the top of my back. It's on like the back side, like the weirdest place for hair growth. I'm like, when did this...
Like middle back?
Like, yeah, like basically like you just, yeah.
Come over here and shave my middle earth, baby.
Below your shoulder blade and more towards your love handle.
That's a hard place.
And that's the flank.
What kind of trim did she give you? Like, is there a fade in it? Is it long on the
side? We use the Oster 76 Classic, the barbershop, workhorse.
Nice.
Bought some of those at the beginning of quarantine.
I love that you just flexed that to shave your back hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not why I bought them, but like I was shaving the rest of my, I was shaving my armpits, and then I kind of got away from myself.
You shave your armpits, huh?
Yeah, you gotta keep it clean.
Okay. Do you?
Yeah, you get to your armpits, you do your nether regions, you do. But I got it got a little away from me, and so I had to do my whole, entire chest and stomach.
Got a little away from you? Like, what are you? You're shaving your junk, and it got away
from
you?
I went a little too far up.
Oh.
And then you just gotta kind of like, it's like when you're cutting your own hair.
Sure.
Same thing.
It's like a baby seal now.
And so now, but like, well, I was doing it, and I was like, well, I've got this patch of hair back here. And so I call my wife into the shower because that's where I do it because you don't want the hair to get all like over the bathroom floor.
Makes sense, yeah.
And so I'm like, hey, can you trim up my back? And she's just like, yeah, she's doing it. She's like, just remember this.
Were you naked?
Oh, yeah. Full blown naked. How would I? Why would I not
be full blown naked in a shower with the water off?
Yeah, and we actually had an extension cord because the cord doesn't go that far.
Oh, it's not cordless.
So there's an extension cord as well, and she's back there, nyeh. And so now my back no longer has hair. And I continue to say this. I've been angling for a laser hair removal endorsement for about 5 years.
I've even tried to get you one.
And I don't know if they are sexist, which I think they are, because they nobody wants to get on board and remove all this hair. I feel like they're scared. They're scared of this hair. Your laser can't handle this hair.
Okay, stop talking trash to the laser hair removal
people.
That's
probably why they don't want to pick you up.
Yeah.
We just lost two listeners because of that rant. Thanks.
Jamie said, pregnant with our first kid, hemorrhoids. Couldn't reach to apply the preparation H. Thanks, honey.
Aww.
Isn't that nice? Right on the old...
Well, it's probably not the first
right
time
he's
been down there, so it's just fine.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
It's just had something sticking out from it.
But certain times when it's better to be down there than other times.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, that would probably be frightening.
Would you ever ask your significant other to help you wipe?
For sure. Would he do it? No.
He would not?
You don't think he would do it?
I asked him to pop a pimple on me, and he gets the heebie-jeebies.
But I mean, I'm not saying
that's different.
For fun. That's for fun. But like,
yeah,
you
have this weird thing where you think it's fun to pop pimples. Guys, at least me, and now I know your husband, are not into that.
Well, just get with the program.
And it's also,
it
doesn't serve any purpose. Go scratch your back up against the wall or something, man.
What am I, like a feral cat?
Yeah.
What do you mean, scratch my back? It's not going to pop that way.
It can.
No.
Good enough at scratching.
No.
Debbie said, when I shattered my ankle and broke my leg and I was unable to get off the toilet and I was so upset I started to cry, he came in and piggybacked me off the toilet and then went to the hardware store and bought handicap grab bars and installed them all over the house while I was still medicated from being in the ER. True love.
Dude, if he's installing bars for you,
yeah,
that is a keeper for real.
That is a caretaker.
Or your ass smelled so bad, he's like, I do not want to go back in there again.
The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
833-YO-DUMMY is the phone number if you have a good example of a time that you realized when your significant other was doing something for you, like, hey, they're the one. Like, this person will really do anything for me. And I love them for it. This one texted over to us from 757. It's going on right now. My mom had to go out of town as her stepmother passed away. So my wife and I have her totally wild 8-month-old golden retriever along with our middle-aged cocker spaniel and two cats who are not happy that dog is there.
Oh, but I
when
love
my wife didn't slap me in the face on the first day, I knew she would do anything for me.
I do love a golden retriever, though, especially who's still kind of like puppy age.
Yeah, and they've got that fuzz.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're trying to, like, get out of, like, they're becoming, like, the adult version of them, so they just have, like, that puff on their ears and on the top of their head.
But I do understand your Cocker Spaniel. I very much identify myself as an old dog. Like, if there was any creature on this planet that I can identify with, old dog. Definitely my top pick.
This one from the same person just followed up, said somehow my love for my wife currently made me forget the time I had MRSA on my butt.
And MRSA.
Is it MRSA?
Yeah.
And he spelled it out, MRSA.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But had to apply medicine directly to an abscess for several days.
See, like, I'm fine with, like, wiping butts and stuff like that, but when it comes to, like, draining abscesses and stuff, I think that's just too far.
Well, just have Audrey do it.
That's a lot.
I got you.
She's got, yeah, that's so weird.
I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but
you
I like
love
it.
You grew up with Dr. Pimple Popper.
I grew up, like, and my mom was an esthetician, so she was, like, always, like, in the know of, like, the newest way to, like, drain abscesses.
It's just so interesting that it's such a uniquely girl thing, because almost every girl that I know is into, like, popping zits,
it's
and guys
so
just,
satisfying.
We can't understand it.
It's so
I don't
satisfying.
Get it.
It's because you're, like, taking something that's not supposed to be there and removing it, and hopefully you're making it better.
I don't know. I feel like I saw one of those videos.
Nesting, okay?
For fixers.
I saw one of those videos with, like, a 6-inch or 8-inch long ingrown hair.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, after that, I was like, I can never watch this ever again.
Yeah, I hope my girlfriend never gets a spider bite because I've seen terrible videos of that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so infected.
Spider bites, at least I understand, right? The ingrown hair videos. Nah,
pull it out. Pull it out.
This one from Tiffany in Seattle. She said, he isn't really my significant other, but I use imperfect foods, and one day they were stolen out of my box. I happened to mention to him that some things were taken, and he asked me exactly what was stolen and then replaced each item. We'd only known each other for a month at this point. Then, when it was super hot here in Seattle over the 4th, he brought me 2 bags of ice and some ice trays and brought me a fan for my apartment because it doesn't have AC.
That's a very kind person.
He's trying to bang it, eh?
No,
hopefully he was already doing that. Yeah. They were together.
Well, he said that she said he's not exactly her significant other.
Oh, man.
Oh,
he is friend-zoned. He got friend-zoned.
You're taking advantage. So
hard. You breaking him off a little piece? Come on, man.
So hard.
See, okay, so here are the... It's nice to be taken care of, and I get that, girlfriend, but you were taking advantage of this man and his kindness and giving him... room for thinking that you guys are, he's a potential suitor. Now, whether or not you actually want that is your decision, but you got to understand that you're taking advantage of this poor guy.
If he's doing it out of his own
I think he's white knighting it. The imperfect foods, that's white knight material,
which I'm not mad at if that is your significant other or you're somebody who
that's
is.
That's textbook white knight right there.
That really is.
Sorry. 100% is. But I think Audrey is spot on. You don't give somebody hope if there is no hope. That's like. Man, woman, you don't give somebody hope if there is no hope. If there's hope, then okay. But also, if he's doing all these things and like you're still not getting off the pot, then like what are you doing here?
Also, he bought the fan. She should one up. She'd be like, hey, why don't you just get me that AC?
Yeah, can you go give me like a swamp cooler?
Yeah, give me a window unit. Come on.
Well, I was gonna say because I missed that first part where you said that not exactly my significant other.
Yeah, that's a big detail.
Yeah, I was like, why didn't he just invite you over to his apartment with AC?
And also, the whole topic is what did your significant other do? So maybe she's on the fence.
There's a couple of these that are not significant others. Drew texted us at 833-YO-DUMMY. He said it wasn't my significant other. My roommate in college had reconstructive surgery done. I did on my left shoulder. My roommate in college was the one that helped me out. My feet were really stinky because I couldn't shower, and he would wash my feet for me and then help me get dressed and buckle up my pants and stuff like that.
Oh, what a dude.
Wait,
that's
Drew,
awesome.
I hope you're breaking him off some.
No, Dave.
Hold on. Like, if that's not like I get his shoulder was messed up. But just throw a loofah on the ground and then just step on it. Like, you don't need your roommate to wash your feet.
What is he, Jesus?
I don't know. Some stinky feet are real stinky.
That dude had a fetish. Yeah, just like, you don't think putting a loofah on the ground and just stepping on it?
Or a bucket of water, like just dunk him in there, you know?
You still have access to your other shoulder, correct?
Yeah, like you were milking that, Drew. Don't lie.
Yeah. You still can, like, wash your feet.
Yeah, don't friend zone your roommate, Drew.
Warren said, me and my wife were dating. Mind you, I'd only been dating her for a short time, and this is her first trip up to Alaska. And unfortunately, I ate some bad moose or bear meat and spent damn near the whole time basically dying on the toilet. I'm talking both ends, like geysers, to the point where she had to drag my ass to the hospital, and that's when I knew she was a keeper.
That's what you get for eating moose.
Yeah, what the hell, Warren?
Don't eat bad moose.
Yeah. When they say the moose is on the loose, the moose will make you loose.
Damn.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So you talk about the moment that you realize that your significant other was the one, right? Like they were doing things for you that you would never expect. Christopher on Facebook, at Dave Mahoney, said, my wife, girlfriend at the time, quit her job to come stay with me in a foreign country for 6 months at the beginning of our relationship after I asked her to.
Wow.
I mean, maybe she was like trying to get away from something. I don't know what the situation is, but that is a move.
That's, if you know, you know.
I mean, true. I feel like that's definitely true in some cases, but that's more, I mean, like asking somebody to move in is usually like that first big step in a relationship, but like to move to another country and quit your job, that is, I mean, in some cases, way more serious than even getting married.
Is this guy in the military? I'm getting military vibes from this. Not saying that that's a terrible thing. Just saying that almost everybody who's in the military, they get married and together so fast and because they are getting deployed.
I don't think that you don't deploy with them to another country, really?
Oh, and especially unless if it's your girlfriend, right? I mean, can you move your girlfriend
on
base?
That's why they get married.
Yeah.
You have to be a certain rank to have on base housing, I believe.
This one texted over to us from Katie in San Diego. She said, before I moved in with a boyfriend, I had 3 elderly cats. He is allergic to cats to the point where he gets hives.
Wow.
He renovated one of the bedrooms, built a cat tree, put a reading chair for me, and bought a HEPA filter in so that he'd be able to move in.
That dude. I mean, yeah. Is she hot?
Katie's a good looking girl. Yeah.
See, that's why.
Yeah, that's like, what's going on there.
No, ain't nobody doing that for me. I'm good on that. I mean, if you, like, literally, like, if you are breaking out in hives and you're willing to go through all that, that is commitment.
This one from Leslie in Lexington. It wasn't my significant other, but it was my sister. I got into a skiing accident, pretty bad one, when I was 16. Couldn't wipe my ass or change my own pads for 3 months. She still demands that I buy her expensive gifts every holiday and birthday 20 years later.
Oh, man.
Put in that work.
Yeah.
Dividends.
The one that comes to my mind is whenever my husband and I, we were first maybe like a month into dating, and I had this weird, nobody could figure out what was wrong with me. Like, I'm talking like 105 degree fever. I was in and out of the ER like for a couple weeks, and they ended up just being like, guess and check. Let's just take your appendix out and we'll see what happens. But during that time, I was in the hospital and I was away from family and also like kind of in the middle of like a breakup at the same time. Mm-hmm. So Andrew came in and was like taking care of me during this whole process as I'm like just disheveled, totally gross, just sick as a dog. And he's like sleeping with me in the bed and taking care of me post-op. And I was like, I'll never forget it. One of the nurses said, like, for you to be as sick as you are and laughing with that person the way that you're laughing, like, you guys must have been together for forever, right?
That's the one, yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh, you're so kind and so sweet. As I'm, like, puking my brains out and hairy because I haven't been able to shave for a million years.
Very hairy. So hairy.
It's one of the first things that I said whenever I came out of anesthesia was I was apologizing to the doctor.
For being so hairy?
For being so hairy. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not normally this hairy.
Tommy in OB said, I got in a pretty serious motorcycle accident when I was 25. My super hot girlfriend literally did everything for me for months. If we're being totally honest, I did milk it a little there at the end. She is now my super hot wife, and we have three super amazing kids. Crazy to think how that motorcycle accident led to this amazing bond and maybe even our awesome little family.
Wow.
That's a very positive way of thinking about it. Yeah. And Juan in Southern Highlands said, 3 days ago, I sprained my ankle, and my wife has already let me cancel plans for a wedding she was dragging me to that she knew I didn't want to attend, even though she knows I could probably make it just fine. I'm going to sit on the couch all weekend and drink beer and watch baseball, and this may be the sweetest thing she's ever done for me. I love you, babe.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning. So you guys are big supporters of the prison wallet, or at least you make it sound like you are. But let's be real. None of you would actually have the guts to try and do something like that.
Message deleted.
You're talking about putting stuff in your butt?
I mean, if depending on if that's depending on the situation, wallet, right? Like if my life depended on it or it depended on me going to prison, yeah, stuff's going in there.
Like what?
Whatever. I don't know. Like if I'm smuggling diamonds or something.
Smuggling diamonds. See, diamonds actually seem pretty like a pretty good thing to put in the keister. A firearm, not so good.
No. Firearm, no. We're talking reasonable size things that would normally go in.
What about a shank pointing out?
No.
No?
No. File down, toothbrush, no.
Nothing? Okay.
But also, I just get kind of perturbed at these amateurs who, if you are trying to hide your stuff, and they don't fully commit.
Yeah, you can't have your drugs half hanging out of your beehole.
Half-ass it, Dave. You full-ass it.
That's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay. Top four cereals of all time.
Ooh.
Top four cereals. And don't say Trix. Okay? Don't say that.
Message deleted.
Nobody was going to say Trix.
Yeah, no, but Trix was never
Trix,
in there.
Trix, garbage. Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Nah, they mess up the top of the mouth too much, man. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Are we going to agree on that?
But it hurts so good, Dave.
I don't like it.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, definitely.
I can't control myself when I'm eating Captain Crunch. Like, I'm like a dog.
It hurts so good.
Even though it's burning, I just keep going. I think the Reese's Puffs.
See, I haven't eaten enough of those.
Really? Oh, they're so good. And what do you guys think about Raisin Bran Crunch?
I do like Raisin Bran Crunch, Raisin but I don't Bran know if Crunch that's a top four.
What else is in there? So Guillermo said Cocoa Pebbles.
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, I was going to say Frosted Flakes. Or even the you know, the mashup, the Frosted Flakes Lucky Charms was a game changer for me. That's been my like go-to cereal since it came out.
You see, as I got older and more mature, my palate evolved, and I started going into the adult breakfast section.
Don't give me like some Special K nonsense.
Oh, Special K.
What about
vanilla almond?
Cracklin' oat bran. I love some Cracklin' oat bran.
I don't think that
it's
I've
very
had that.
Cinnamony. I think cinnamon, like we should be replacing sugar with cinnamon. Cinnamon, top tier.
Every day.
Yeah.
Top tier. Agree.
Andy said underrated cereal, Apple Jacks.
How about Pops?
Pops.
Pops would be a top four if they had the old bag. If they had the bag that you used to be able to roll and you didn't even need a clip for.
That's true. That weird tinfoil cancer-causing bag, whatever that was.
I love that bag.
Smacks. What about Smacks?
What the heck is that?
The one with the little frog on it? You remember Smacks?
Oh, I remember him. Yeah. I've never tasted his cereal.
How about Fruit Loops?
Wouldn't it be interesting if every mascot actually made their cereal? We got a frog. We got a Dracula looking guy.
See, Edith said Cheerios. Cheerios were like the cereal that we ate because we couldn't afford like the good cereal.
What do you mean? Cheerios is like $7 a freaking box.
Not and regular Cheerios garbage. Honey Nut Cheerio is legit.
But I'm talking, we had like the bag of like Cheerios with like an extra couple of
Cheerios.
It was like Cheerios. Like the British spelling. So if you could pick one.
Ooh, Fruity Pebbles. Yeah,
Fruity Pebbles, garbage.
No, 0%. Fruity Pebbles,
shut your mouth.
Up there.
If you could pick one cereal for the rest of the time, what is it?
Lucky Charms. Lucky Charms are the easiest eating cereal.
Ugh.
And honestly, I like the little hunt for the mushrooms, little treats in there.
Mushrooms, so, huh? You have mushrooms in yours?
Marshmallows.
I like psychedelic cereal.
That is a trip.
The leprechaun's talking to me.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Grew up outside of Philadelphia, worked at a gas station, putting gas in a car, got done walking back to the garage, big highway. Here comes a tractor trailer tire just rolling down the road.
Oh, God.
Rim and all, about 60 miles an hour. Why I looked to the left, I don't know. I stopped, went flying by me, hit some big garbage cans, and ended up in a road in the railroad tracks across the street. That was pretty scary.
Message deleted.
That is pretty scary. I mean, if you think about out of all of the scary things in life when it comes to transportation, right? I mean, obviously a plane crashing, horrifying.
Nothing you can do in that situation. You're helpless, completely helpless.
When you guys go to the mountains and you see the runaway truck ramps, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where if you're an 18-wheeler, like a tanker full of gasoline, and you're driving down a hill and your brakes go out, your job is to drive on a ramp of rocks, and hopefully you'll stop in time and not die.
That's not seeming too promising.
That just seems like the most terrifying thing
that
could
ever
happen.
Can I just jump out of that?
I mean, I think I would.
Just like
tuck and roll.
Yeah.
Well, you got to tuck, too. Don't just roll.
But knowing my luck, I would probably jump out and then the back.
Run yourself over.
Yeah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there have been shortages of all kinds of stuff. We were talking about how strange it was that foam had a shortage.
Yes, Taco Bell.
How do we run short on foam? Whatever. Lumber, you know, jet fuel has made the news the last couple of days.
As a person who's been shopping for shirts, there's a shirt shortage.
A shirt shortage? Well, be careful. That sounds pretty easy to mess up.
Shirt shortage.
Now, it's getting bad, guys.
What do we got now, Dave?
The booze.
Wait, yep. What?
They're saying that there may be a liquor shortage. Dun, dun, dun. Some experts say that bartenders have even noticed that the popular brands are getting harder to find. And as a result, a lot of things like bars reopening, the sky-high demand, supply, and delivery issues are leading to a shortage of booze. Liquor store owners say there's still plenty of alcohol, so there's no need to worry yet. But people might find shortages of top-shelf liquors that they used to find plentiful. And some brands that I'm sure you're used to, like Patron and Tito's Vodka and Malibu Rum and the fine Malibu Rum.
Who's crying Malibu over a lack of Malibu Rum?
Me. Boo? Like pineapple boo.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Pineapple.
That's a hangover.
Woodford Reserve, Mahoney. Bartenders are giving advice. They say if a bar or store doesn't have your favorite liquor, be open to different brands.
No. Once you have your brand, you can't ask us to stray away.
Wait, so hang on. Like, let's take vodka, for example, because vodka to me is all kind of the same. Do you really care if it's Tito's or Kettle?
Well, Tito's and Kettle, it just depends on the price point. Because I think that's one of the biggest things that Tito's had at their advantage for a really long time is that it was decent vodka that wasn't going to give you that bad of a hangover at a good price point.
Yeah.
And Kettle was more expensive. So, I mean, but
Can you taste
the
difference?
If you were to do a blind taste test, no.
I can't tell the difference.
I can taste the difference. There's a little bit more heat on Tito's than there is on Kettle.
Really?
But for me, but you take those three. Those are all considered top-tier brands when it comes into the vodka world. But if you get into cheap vodka, that's when you can really...
Oh, no, you can tell
it
that.
Really matters. Yeah. But I was at Costco last week, and they have 18 pallets of the Costco vodka that you can get like a 1.75 liter for like $18.
And isn't that basically Grey Goose just repackages Kirkland?
It tastes just fine. Like, yeah. Because who drinks vodka straight? I don't. Psychopaths. I don't know anybody who drinks vodka. Vodka is a drink that you mix it with.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, like, if you're, why are you paying a top tier price for something that you're just going to dilute anyway?
Put a bunch of orange juice or cranberry or soda
whatever,
in anyhow.
Yeah, whatever it may be.
So the California State University system announced that it is requiring all faculty, staff, and students accessing any campus facilities at any location this fall to be vaccinated. And of course, some people are upset about this. Other people are applauding it. The university system said due to the evolving circumstances, the university is announcing the pending requirement now that you have to get the vaccine if you're going to be on campus whatsoever. And the certifications must be completed no later than September 30th.
So, I mean, there's been a vaccine requirement for schools all across the country for many years. There's obviously religious, I think the only exemption is like religious exemption.
Oh, there's medical.
And maybe some medical ones
and religious,
as well, and certain ones, but those are the two most common. So, this to me is no different than that. So, this just seems like this, but for whatever reason, we politicize vaccines. And so, thanks, Jenny McCarthy, for being a giant dumpster fire, you awful human being. For starting all this.
So we hear about scams all the time, right? And normally they're people that are in their 30s or their 40s or maybe their 50s. And this one does have somebody in it who is, his name is Brent Cover, 54 years old. It's a Las Vegas mother and son, though, and they're accused of raising millions of dollars of what the federal government is calling a fraud scheme, where they told investors they had a supercomputer that was going to get them big returns. But, I mean, they raised more than $12 million from 300 investors. And what's interesting about it is that the son is 54. His mom, who is in on this as well, is 86.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
she's
mom.
She's just thinking, I already got a foot in the grave, so let's just go ahead full send.
Like, who needs to run a Ponzi scheme when you're 86?
She's looking out for her and her family.
Hey, man, she wants generational to be that top-tier retirement home, Dave. Those aren't cheap, by the way. Like, if you've looked into that.
I have not. The things
that's
that
why
look
dying
into
early
are so
for me
weird.
Is I'm going to do my family a favor that they're not going to have to pay for a retirement home.
That's very thoughtful. Yeah.
Thinking of the kids.
They say, as we allege, the defendants targeted investors who were looking for safe products for their retirement and children's educations, offering a money-back guarantee on top of the phenomenal results that were promised to achieve using this supposed supercomputer.
So I know this is... Here's why I think there's like an 84-year-old involved as
86.
Well.
86.
86. Mm-hmm. It's because it was probably other older people that they
you
were.
You think Joey's got the line on all the old people who are like,
you're
if
like,
I just tell them that we have a supercomputer.
Yeah, a supercomputer? That's not working on a millennial. But that's going to definitely work on your great-grandmother.
You're probably right. So they were saying that they're going to be like mine Bitcoin at a crazy rate and other cryptocurrencies
that's
and invest in securities.
Works.
And
yeah, it's so glad that the authorities have found them. Hopefully some money will go back to the...
Now, can you imagine being 86 and being like, all right, you got to go to jail?
They're not going to go to jail. They're not.
$12 million?
They'll put them on house arrest.
You think so?
That's the other good thing about being old. Like, they're not going to put you in prison. I mean,
I don't
it's
know.
Probably
it's,
right.
It's true.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with that hassle. No way.
Because she's going to cost them more in health care. That's free health care. Nah. Get arrested. That's probably what she was thinking. She's thinking, I'm either going to die
Ponzi
rich
scheme, yeah.
or I'm going to get free health care.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
The Missed Connection Inspection is where we go online every single week, and Ian spends hours sifting through Craigslist and other different posting forums to look for people that are casting a wide net. Sometimes they're looking for a very specific person. Other times, you can clearly just tell they're looking for really anyone that might respond to their ad. And many of these people have had some sort of brief interaction with an individual, and maybe that's the specific person that they're looking for. Or maybe we start here with one that's entitled Grandma Jean, ?
I don't like how this is starting off.
I don't either.
We're two words in, Dave.
Looking to reconnect with the older, lonely woman that I knew. We had some good times playing board games and poker. COVID stopped us. Let me know if you're still around. Jack.
Okay, that's not as creepy as it could have been.
You think there's some innuendo going on in there?
No, I think they were playing, like, backgammon. I feel like old people play backgammon.
poker.
Oh, for sure.
No, no, they don't play poker, Ian. They
shuffle?
Play
shuffle. What is that little shuffle
cribbage
game?
Which, again, how the hell do you play backgammon and or cribbage?
No idea.
No idea. They, like, those don't even seem like real words, but they are.
This one's entitled The Dispensary. We chatted about different iterations of goth girls. You are cute and personable. I found a pic of what I was talking about, but Craigslist won't let me post it. Look up perky goth, smiley face. So,
yes.
Ian, I assume that you looked up perky goth.
As the local expert on goths, yes, perky goth is a little bit more flamboyant.
Pink?
Yes.
It's pink. It's,
yes.
It's pink and black.
Very colorful. Black
and
very
black.
Colorful. Kind of in line with the Hot Topic goths. Nowhere okay. near the health goths that we see, especially right now in L.A.
Health? There's a health goth?
Oh, yeah.
A
yeah.
health goth?
How have I never heard of this? Yeah,
is there goth
just,
yoga?
It's just athletic. Yeah, it's athletic wear, just all black.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very
health
cool.
Health goth.
So,
huh.
Hmm.
You guys are so out of it, man. Come on.
They're
we
kind
go.
Of like the ones that grew up.
We're going to health goth parties next weekend, if we're able to.
Speaking of like very specific words, like we've all agreed that panties is kind of a creepy word, right? And then moist for a lot of people,
moist
it drives them crazy.
Me, but panties is a grown man saying that about somebody like, let me see your panties. That's creepy as hell.
But
do not isolate that.
Another word that is almost exclusively creepy, perky.
Yeah.
Perky.
There's like no, it just implies young.
Yeah.
Same thing with panties, and it's just that's creep. It's got
it's
a
creepy.
Creep factor
yeah.
to it, for sure.
So this one
but
is
also,
entitled.
And never.
All right,
sorry.
Lipstick kisses on my tractor window, and I
can
think,
you sing that for us, Dave?
Lipstick kisses on my tractor window. Wondering
wow.
who left the lipstick kisses on my tractor window. Dot dot dot. That's it.
Can you bend over and show me that innuendo?
I want to put it in. No, okay.
Hey, my name's Rob. I left the lipstick on your tractor window.
you know it was, too, right? It's like one of his coworkers messing with him.
It
like,
has to be.
Anyone got some lipstick? All right, I'm going to plant one on Randy's tractor window and
also,
drive him crazy for a month.
Tractor
I'm post
windows
on Craigslist.
Are like high up on those John Deere's.
Yeah, you got to get up there.
You can fall off that, break a hip.
This one's entitled Red Subaru Impreza. Red Subaru Impreza around 5 p.m. Friday. You almost hit me when I was trying to move around your car. I went for ice cream after I left, but I did wait for like 10 minutes for you to return. Hey.
Guy for girl, right?
It's got to be.
Of course it is. He was almost
yeah.
murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rented a Subaru Impreza not too long ago.
You did?
Yeah. I'll say I enjoyed the drive. Small trunk, though.
Mm.
Could not fit both of my suitcases in the trunk of a Subaru Impreza.
This one says, let's go back to Tom Sawyer. Let's go back to Tom Sawyer Park. If you see this, you will know who this is, LOL. I am the male, and I am the person that I met at Tom Sawyer who was female. They're messing around in the park. And then he added, I keep having to revise this because I keep getting messages from guys for some reason. Again, I'm male, and the person I met was female. Bunch of dudes willing to meet back at Tom Sawyer Park and get down.
Why are you being so picky, man?
Yeah.
Shoot or shoot. You gotta. I mean, they were also just.
Yeah, I mean, park sex is park
down.
Sex. Come on, man.
If it's dark in the park, let it bark.
This one is just entitled Starbucks, and I love this so much because I don't think that this girl likes this guy at all, and he has totally the wrong idea. You guys tell me how it sits with you. I hit the drive-thru at Starbucks at 9:30 this morning to get a frappe and a bacon gouda. And you greeted me at the window with a beautiful smile. And you complimented my Oakleys and, and handed me my drink with another beautiful smile. And we stared at each other a little bit longer than one should. I've been feeling like chopped liver for the past couple of weeks. You really made my day. Even if it was just customer service, thank you, gorgeous. Smiley kissy face.
I hate that Oakleys get a bad rap.
What do you mean? They are the worst sunglasses
of
in the world.
Like this girl did not pop out of the window at a Starbucks and be like, hey, are you an assistant softball coach?
I was going to say, she didn't pop out of the window because she wasn't a fly ball.
No,
I feel like it's always baseball players who are wearing Oakleys and they're always white and then they're always on the back of their head.
Yes.
See,
you're
added to the Oakley hate. The lenses on Oakley.
No, I do coach the Chihuahuas. Thank you for asking. Yes, I do.
It's the bucket shrimp, Dave.
We're almost at 500. Don't worry. We're getting
gosh.
There.
Gosh.
No, but they did get a bad rap. The lenses on Oakleys are phenomenal. They
that's
really,
fine.
They
get
really
them in
are.
A different pair of sunglasses.
Yeah,
they're not the only
there's
ones
plenty
with
of glasses that have good lenses.
It's not like Oakley technology. Like they have it on other pairs of sunglasses.
And I feel like my face is getting a hug from those wraparound, those sweet ass wraparound.
Dude, I could so see you wearing
Oakleys. Are you trying to push for us to be okay? Did you just buy a pair? Like, are you trying to push
tell
for us to be okay?
Tell me they're white. Please tell me they're white.
Dave, it's not white. It's pearl.
Mm.
No. Mahoney, you did not get a pair of white sunglasses.
I'm sure he did. This one is entitled Looking for the Girl That Flashed Me Downtown. Looking to talk to the girl that flashed me Saturday night downtown. I was very appreciative of the act. I've never encountered something like this before in my entire life. I honestly think I love you.
That is awesome. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10, the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So ever since the misconnection inspection today, where there was talk about this guy who thinks that this girl at Starbucks loved his Oakleys because she complimented them, Mahoney has been screaming in the studio about how the lens technology for Oakleys are amazing. And so, look, I think that we can agree, not all Oakleys are bad, but many of them are not that fashionable.
They just get a bad rap, and I feel like I don't like the hate because they are good functional glasses. And
so
there's
that's where this is going.
You're on your high mountain and your high horse and your elitist attitudes towards Oakleys, I don't appreciate it.
Listen, I'm on the website right now, and there is definitely a specific kind of Oakley that gets the hate. It's the one that has the no frames on the bottom. And I guess they're called the Flax or the Radars. Everything else is fine. I don't know. Those Gaskins ones are also what I'm thinking of that are pretty douchey if you're wearing them in white. The only ones that I can see that are like halfway decent are the Holbrooks, and that's because they look like every other like Sunglasses USA.
They look like the Ray-Ban Wayfarers.
But we see this more and more nowadays, and I think that the pandemic obviously moved it along. Like, people are just willing to be comfortable. They don't care so much about fashion in the same way where things that are grossly unfashionable, and I'll take Crocs as an example, have become fashionable because they figured out, oh, well, let's just have Post Malone and Justin Bieber make them, and then everyone will end up loving
them. I walked into a Journeys the other day.
Journeys?
Which is...
Why did you walk into a Journeys?
I was looking for shoes. I'm looking for some outfits, and I'm like, well, I haven't been in a Journeys in 15 years. Well, I saw a pair of shoes that I thought were kind of... I was looking for a specific pair of shoes.
Penny loafers?
No.
Did you get greeted by a nice e-girl?
I did. They had, but they at Journeys, even like, which is, I guess, is, you know, I was in a place, there was nothing but kids in there and teenagers, but they had a wall full of Crocs.
Yeah.
Which I'm here for. Like, I wrap my life around being comfortable. Like, my Tommy Bahama shirts, all of them. Like, I know that they're popular and, you know, like the Hawaiian Aloha shirts have kind of like made a comeback over the last couple
of
years.
Thanks to you and the Boogaloo Boys. Yeah.
But I was on that way before any of it, before it became trendy or fascist. So it's because of comfort. And same thing, if you would have told me 10 years ago, Mahoney, you are going to be loving Lululemon pants on Dude Lululemon pants, the commission and the ABC pants, I would have said you are out of your mind. I put them on, I can lunge in those pants.
What if they came out with Dude leggings from Lululemon? Would you try them?
No, not the leggings.
Why not?
If they became so, which we kind of have something similar, which I was wearing earlier in the week, which are called joggers.
Joggers.
Yeah, or joggers, if you're pronouncing it in its native tongue. Mm-hmm. I like them. I never thought I would. It's just they just feel like sweatpants. And I feel like we as a society are moving towards more fashionable and more comfortable clothes all the way around.
I don't think it's getting more fashionable. I think it's getting considerably less fashionable. But
you think it's getting less fashionable?
Sweatpants?
But fashion is just what
sweatpants.
People
yeah,
like.
Yeah, sweatpants, the joggers. I mean, like, it really is comfort, especially coming out of the pandemic.
Comfort, yes, but that's not more fashionable than when people were, like, walking around in three-piece
athleisure.
Velvet suits.
Fashion is what is popular. Mm-hmm. That's what the definition of fashion doesn't mean it has to be uncomfortable. We have just evolved as a society.
I'm not on a high horse here. I mean, I literally wear a black T-shirt and jeans and black Nikes every single day. Like, I have a self-imposed uniform because I don't like the hassle of waking up and going into my closet and be like, what am I going to wear today?
I do,
but I don't care. I don't want it.
I'm kind of with you in the same regard. Like, I'd say, here's a random Tommy Bahama shirt, or here's a random golf polo that also has a print on it of some sort. I don't think about what I'm going to wear. It's just
the
there,
worst being
and it's comfortable.
A female, because whenever you're thinking about, like, trends, who it hits the hardest and the fastest by season, by year, it's women. It is always evolving, always ever-changing. You guys just have it to where
y'all judge
it's
each
like,
other. Like, us dudes never notice any of that nonsense, but my wife will regularly go, hey, do you remember the last time I wore this? Because I don't want to wear this to this get-together I wore this last time we got together with these friends. And
I want to wear my favorite stuff a lot. Like, that's the thing. Like, if I buy a shirt that I really like, I want to wear it a lot because I feel like I look good in it. That's what, like, I've never bagged on you for whatever you're wearing, but I, like...
Why would you bag on me for what I'm wearing?
No, I know. I'm just saying I don't. But you have your favorite stuff, and you probably wear it more often. I wear what is it they say? You wear 20% of your clothes 80% of the time.
Yeah, the other 20. Yeah.
Like I do, because I find stuff that I like, and I want to wear it on a regular basis because I like how it feels, I like how it makes me feel, and I like how I look in it.
Rhino said Dave is radio goth, but perky radio goth, please.
Perky.
Thank you. Yes.
Or other forms of goth unperky?
Ian, who do you think is the least fashionable on this show?
I think I am.
You think you are?
No. Am I fashionable?
Yes.
I think you put more effort into your outfits than Dave and I
do. That's the worst part. I don't. Like, I slept in this shirt last night, and I just threw another shirt on top of it.
You're wearing the shirt that you slept in
last
night?
Why would you sleep in a shirt?
Because that's what I do. I don't like...
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with sleeping in a shirt.
Thank you.
No,
but let's not pivot to that
conversation.
But
that's like a...
I didn't sleep in this shirt. I slept in my sleep shirt.
Long sleeve plaid shirt he's wearing.
No, the under one. I slept in this one, but then I just put this on. So I don't really care. I just go into my closet, and like Mahoney said, I like 20% of the stuff I have, so I just threw on a shirt, and now I'm fashionable?
Wait, so did you put that shirt on as your sleep shirt last night?
Yeah, I did, after my night shower.
After your night shower, you put it on.
All clean.
Best kind of shower.
Got this on, and then woke up. I still had the new underwear from the night before and just threw on the same pants I wear every day.
Yeah, you don't have to. If you put on clean underwear after a shower and then go to bed, you don't have to put on new underwear in the morning.
No, still counts. So I would say me second would probably be Dave, just because your uniform is...
It's pretty boring.
Yeah, but it translates throughout the decades. You know what I mean? You could wear that same uniform 20 years from now and it'll still look fine.
Yeah.
I think Mahoney is the one who's going to burn out pretty quick.
Tommy Bahamas and Aloha Prince, timeless.
No, I don't think they are. Again, now we have like...
No, you've been trying to bring them back for like 4 years.
And I brought
now.
Them back.
You didn't bring them back.
They're back. They're back in the cultural zeitgeist.
The island did not ask you to stay. They were more than okay with you leaving your vacation, Mahoney.
They want me back.
Mahoney over here wearing his pineapple swinger shirt. Trying to bring that back too.
That is not a thing.
Yes, it is.
You don't wear pineapples if you're a... I mean, maybe
you do.
Swingers have ever approached me because I wear a pineapple shirt like once a week.
It's not because you're not putting it out there.
Because you're wearing Oakleys.
Yeah, it's supply and demand, buddy.
Don't be a fool.
Wrap it up.
That's a wrap.
So Wrap It Up is a feature here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show where Ian goes out onto the streets and he finds random people that are just standing there in many cases, but he tries to identify the ones that he thinks have the ability to drop some bars, like to really flow on the spot with no preparation just by going off of whatever's on the top of their head. Now, maybe he'll find somebody one day who actually already has like a rap ready and they've been waiting for somebody to approach him so they can lay it down. In most cases, though, you find people that are... sometimes underprepared for this moment.
Severely underprepared. Yep. And we have an example of that today. I met with 24/7 J.
So you would think a guy whose name is 24/7 J would have something
prepared
for this.
You would have bars.
Right
on bars on bars. You would have so many bars, you'd be in a prison.
Good one, Mahoney.
How long did it take you to think of that? Do you have that locked and loaded for this?
He's been prepping.
Was that just off the dome?
It was off the dome.
Man, you're
a
genius.
He's a freestyler.
Well, we're not going to see that kind of skill from 24/7 Jay today, unfortunately. The only thing he has is a nude torso because he wasn't wearing a shirt a BMX bike.
That's
why I approached him.
You approached a guy on a BMX bike without a shirt on.
If you're a grown man on a BMX bike, I'm sorry. I don't mean to victim blame. I'm going to approach you.
Yeah.
I have to talk to you because something happened in your life to make you want to get on a BMX bike.
You're profiling.
I am. So I'm sorry.
There are two pieces of this. One is just the 24/7 J rap, and then Ian does a bit of a remix after the fact to see what the magic that he can create in his studio.
In the lab.
So here is the first one where you just approach this guy and said, you know, kind of out of the blue, drop something for me and make it as good as you can.
Yeah, and he was talking about smoking crack.
Good.
Yeah.
Because, of course, the shirtless guy that's an adult on a BMX bike is smoking crack. Yeah, of course. Here we go.
You can put a beat off your phone. I can put a beat on my phone.
All right, we're here for Wrap It Up. What's your MC name?
24/7 J.
24/7 J, you got the hottest wheels I've ever seen in my life, man.
That's right, I do. I roll them all day.
What kind of bike is that?
It's a Sunday? Sunday fun day.
All right, so the bit's called Wrap It Up, man. All I need is a minute from you. Have you ever rapped before?
No.
All right, let's see how this goes, man. DJ, let's spin that.
Sitting in a parking lot, smoking on some going 10 to 2, we're not going to throw a fit.
We're going to get on this bike and roll on the, down the street, try to get out this heat because it's going to beat me to the meat. Then when I get to the crib, AC, I'm going to get that girl over them cheeks. We're going to get high as and smoke on that. We're going 10 to 2. Let's get on that bitch.
Okay, couple more lines, and I'm going to lay down a beat now for this one. Ready?
My boy is a beatboxing mother fool. We're going through and he's taking me to school. So when we get high off that crack, we're gonna go and smack that mother in the back. Going down in the streets on the mother paradise road, across the street from the Virgin Hotels.
All right. Can I get a ride on that? You got pegs?
No pegs.
Okay, so a couple of things
that
there.
Flute. That little flute.
That was his phone going off.
Yeah.
I
thought you added that in post.
No, that guy.
I thought you were producing.
His phone was just blowing up. It was probably other producers trying to get him to spit those sick bars.
Probably Atlantic Records.
Yeah, so, you know, I kind of incorporated the ding. Also incorporated the fact that he was on a BMX bike.
Hell yeah.
So Sundays is a brand of bikes.
It is. And they're expensive.
Yeah, they're like $400 or $500.
So sure he probably stole
definitely
that.
Bought that.
Yeah.
Himself.
I got it from a friend. So 24/7J, this was probably the toughest one to take into the lab and fix. But I think I did it with it, guys. I think he may have a career somewhere.
Here we go.
Going 10 to 2, we're not gonna throw a fit. We're gonna get on this bike and roll on down the street. Try to get out this heat because it's gonna beat me to the meat. Then when I get to the crib, AC, I'm gonna get that girl over them cheeks. We're gonna get high as and smoke on this. We're going 10 to 2, let's get on that bitch. Beat me to the meat.
You can put a beat on your phone. I can put a beat on my phone.
24/7J. That's right, I do. I roll them all day. No pegs. Boy is a beatboxing mother fool. We're going through and he's taking me to school. So when we get high off that crack, we're gonna go and smack that mother in the back. Going down in the streets on the mother paradise road, across the street from the Virgin Hotels. No pegs.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
You know, it seems that every day we have a story that talks about how there is something that we love that is killing us. There was that story, it was last week or whatever, where all red meat, if you have any red meat, you're going to die sooner and this and that. But how about this one? Light to moderate drinking tied to a lower risk of heart attack and death.
Hello!
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
These are the kind of stories that we need to hear.
But moderate to high risk of always being bloated.
Fact. And again, the drinking here, low to light to moderate, might be linked to a reduced risk of heart attack, stroke, and death amongst those with heart disease, according to a study published by the BMC Medicine Journal. The largest benefit, a 50% reduction in risk compared with non-drinkers, was seen in people with heart disease who drank an average of 6 grams of alcohol per day. So a standard unit of alcohol is 8 grams in the UK, whereas the average drink in the US contains 14 grams. So if you have half of a drink a day, then why would you do that?
Who can even...
Why would you have half of a drink? That just seems wasteful. I'm still, at this point in my life, still, if I go out to a bar or a restaurant and I order a beer or a glass of wine, even if I don't want it, going back to my college years, I'm finishing
Gotta
that
finish
bitch.
It.
Gotta
I
finish it.
It's ingrained into us. But I guess everybody in our chat, twitch.tv/David Mahoney, is saying because it thins your blood, so that makes more sense. So you have better circulation?
Yeah.
Is that what that is? I don't know.
Everything's either helping you or killing you. We all die in the end.
No one's making out of this alive. So, I don't know. Have fun. Don't be a dick.
Or be a dick if that's how you have fun.
No. But, you know, good point. So Apple is expecting that they're going to do pretty well with their iPhone 13. They have ordered 100 million of them.
Wow, that is a lot. I mean, are they going to be like readily available, or is this going to be like everybody's lining up outside the Apple store for months and not able to get it? But I also just saw another report from Apple that their sales were up 50% on the iPhone year over year, which is monstrous.
It's crazy because like there's nothing on the iPhone that has been that revolutionary since, I don't know, Steve Jobs died.
Dave, you and I are probably the biggest shills for Apple products. We have the phones, we have the computers, we've got the watches. But I will be the first to say that Apple is probably well behind like the Samsung Galaxy. They have been introducing features years in advance, way before Apple. Yeah. Apple's just easier to use, and that's the one I bought first, so that's where I'm at now.
Well, and with the Samsung Galaxies, we see all this technology that is just far past what Apple's doing. They just let Samsung vet it out, see what people really like, and then they steal it.
Yeah.
And put it on their phone.
Well,
the only thing that Samsung has done that Apple hasn't was like the not including the cable anymore.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the headphone jack. They went away from that.
Remember when one of the top selling points though of all Apple products was the fact that you just couldn't be hacked. Their privacy was just through the roof. You had no ability to get hacked. You could just look at all the porn that you want to on your whatever, your computer. And they were like, you'll never, ever, ever get a virus on it. And now that's not the case. Like, all these spywares are getting hacked through your phone.
Yeah, that was never the reason why they said that, like, Apple's don't get, or Mac computers don't get nearly as many viruses, because
they weren't prevalent at the time.
People, and they still, compared to PCs as far as laptops and actual computing goes, Mac has a much smaller share of the PC or of the, you know, the computing world than just PCs.
Yep.
Same thing with, like, everybody's like, oh, the, you know, the iPhone is the whatever. No, it's like, I feel like, isn't Apple only, it's like 35 to 40% of the market worldwide of phones, smartphones? Because
probably about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is an interesting tagline here. Bring your house, swap your spouse.
What?
If you're looking to spice up your love life with an outdoor experience, there is a new spot for swingers in southern Louisiana. It's called T-Boys, B-O-I, apostrophe S, T-Boys Swinger Trailer Park. And it's getting the attention from a lot of people because of their motto, bring your house and share your spouse. You can come to our trailer park for many good things. This will be one of them, said the guy who is behind T-Boys Swingers Trailer Park. He's opening it for couples who are into swinging. Live free and don't be scared of it. There's a big community of it. I think a bunch of them aren't shy. The shy ones, well, to hell with them. Roll with it. It's a good thing compared to most things. That's what he said.
I don't disagree with what he's saying. You have one life to live. Live your life. Be happy. You know,
it has a nude pool. It has a nude yoga stadium, a strip poker hall, and a key party cabana. Mm.
Is there any b-hole bingo? I just don't know how I feel about a swingers club in a trailer park. Call me an elitist, yes, but I want to just make sure that, you know, like, if we're going to do, I want a place that if we're going to swing, there's a basement.
You want to be in a basement while swinging?
Yeah. Because you can't have an above-ground sex dungeon.
You can if you go to T-Boys Swingers Trailer Park. Come on, son.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Doesn't this just seem like the most celebrity conversation ever? So Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were on Dax Shepard's podcast, which I'm sure is great.
Actually,
haven't listened to it.
It is pretty good.
I'm sure it's great. It's called Armchair Expert, and they were talking about bathing. And Dax Shepard was talking to his co-host, whose name is Monica Padman, and they were discussing how using soaps every day rids the body of natural oils.
Yeah.
And that's when Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis agreed and say they only wash their vitals every day.
Okay.
And Kuna said, I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower much anyway. And they basically started
Who was saying this?
Mila Kunis.
Oh, okay. You started at that 70s show at age 15. So, like, you've lived your life longer
like you
with a shower.
A trailer park.
You've lived your life longer with a shower.
No running water.
Okay. Well, anyway, sorry.
In the favelas of Brazil.
No, I mean, she is from the Ukraine. And it was Soviet-controlled Ukraine at the time.
Well, okay, so. But so she went on
but
to
like,
say...
here in America, things have been much better.
Right, so she went on to say that they don't really ever bathe their kids unless they're, like, visibly dirty, which, again, it
Yucky.
Just seems kind of like a hipster, new-agey, only celebrities would be like, how dare we use soap on our children daily? Like,
well, you can go... Okay, so I just looked
kids,
it up because I was curious, because there's a difference between, like, not washing your body and not washing your hair, blah, 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 and your skin's natural oils are important. But whenever you go about 4 days, especially if you're a kid, you're getting in everything, you start running the risk of, like, actual having, like, bacteria infections.
As a kid, I feel like I showered every day multiple times.
Because you're being
a kid. Maybe not multiple times, but, like, I was dirty all the time. So I feel like every night, like, it's bath time. You know, or it's shower time.
Yeah, you're getting the bath, or you're getting like the wet washcloth to the face.
Right.
Which I'm sure that they do.
I'll be honest, I'm sure they're doing that.
I feel like we've gotten better. Like, my parents growing up did not know how to regulate the strength of their, and maybe it's because they had six kids, but it was never like this gentle, okay, let's like wash the dirt off your face. It was like, flop.
Well, because it was just the fast and efficient way. There was a, y'all were like in a Ford truck line. You had to get one get off the turbine.
Next one up. Mahoney, I don't know if you'll appreciate this, but I mean, you're a big Disney fan, right?
Love
so
Disney.
Jungle Cruise featuring The Rock and Emily Blunt is actually getting pretty good reviews.
I mean, my expectations for that movie are real low.
And that's what they say. It's kind of like a campy, cheesy, goofy movie, but for what it is, it's pretty good.
But that's the ride, though. Yeah. I mean, you get on the Jungle Cruise either at Disney World or Disneyland, and it's like the cheesiest ride, the bad jokes from the captain. And it just has that feel to it. So I'm not bad. I like The Rock in action movies. He's very one note, but he hits that note well for what it is. And I love Emily Blunt. I think she is a phenomenal actress, and I loved her as Mary Poppins, and nice to see her back in another Disney movie. So I don't know if I'm going to go see this in the theater, but this is one I'll probably wait until it's on Disney Plus for free. And then I'll watch it for sure. But this doesn't seem like I need to go to the theater for this. But I've been very pleased with Disney's live action stuff. I thought Cruella was phenomenal.
When is that going to come out for free? Man, I have been waiting. I pay.
Man, just
Disney Plus.
I bought it. You can just
can
use
I
my
bootleg
account.
It off
just,
of yours?
Just use my account.
Okay.
Hey, I don't think you're supposed to talk about that.
Yeah, come over to my house and you can use my account.
Okay.
So that's weird.
No, we'll have a watch party.
Everyone's talking about Bennifer, and because, you know, J-Lo and Ben Affleck are back together, and everyone's all excited about it, and yada, yada.
It would be like the equivalent of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston getting back together.
No, not even close.
The world would explode.
No, that was like everyone's favorite couple back in the day. Everyone hated it, Bennifer, the first go-around.
Really?
Geely?
Oh,
yeah. My God.
There was a lot of...
Oh, my God.
There was backlash
that
for
that. Ruined Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that movie was terrible, but
he turned into a mega douche the last time that he was with Jennifer Lopez. Walking around with he looked like a bootleg John Travolta with like a black leather jacket and a pink...
It was the time. It took
a long time for Ben Affleck because he had his early part of his career was pretty successful with Good Will Hunting,
right.
All the stuff he had done with Kevin Smith over the years, and then Geely was that kind of turning point where his career just tailspin until Argo. And that's when
it comes back, and next he's Batman. And
but I feel like they're older now. I don't know. I know a lot of people don't like them. I like it. I'm here for it. I know a lot of people are like, well, he cheated on his wife with the whoever, whatever, man. If people could be happy.
He did reportedly sleep with the nanny and then buy her a very used Lexus.
Hey, Dave, Lexuses are great cars. Or Lexi, as I should say, are great cars.
No, I'm sure they're great cars. But I'm saying, if I was the nanny and I had just banged Ben Affleck and he got me a 2003 Lexus.
You drive it off the lot and loses 10%.
You're Ben Affleck.
You just won
an Oscar with 147,000 miles on it?
No, it had 37,000 miles. It's only had three oil changes.
Don't act like you know how many miles that thing had on it. That was like a 2003.
On top of that, Dave, you can't fault Ben Affleck for being smart with his money.
Or it just wasn't a very good lay. One of the two.
Don't hate on Lexus. Those are good cars.
I'm not hating on Lexus. Why would I hate on Lexus?
You're saying it's gently. I would love a gently used
Lexus. I'm saying
Lexus.
If I sleep with Ben Affleck, I'm expecting a new something.
No, you got to sleep with A-Rod for that.
Oh, well,
Ben Affleck over here, he's got to pay for those blackjack losses.
Oh, budget Ben. Blackjack losses. Well, the reason why I bring it up is because Jennifer Lopez, somebody unearthed the interview of her on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live, and she was talking about just how awful his back tattoo is. And I'd kind of forgotten about that Phoenix until you mentioned it the other day, Ian. And then I saw a picture that resurfaced when they were on that yacht or whatever over the weekend. And, man, that was such a bad decision.
It's really bad.
It looks like a knockoff Pokemon card.
It does.
It really, really does.
Really bad anime. Yeah.
Queen in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said, as women, we are taught not to go back to our exes, and now we're celebrating J-Lo and Ben. What the hell? Jade in our chat said exactly what the hell. I don't know, man. I feel like sometimes if you have that much space between a relationship, like you have 15 years
of growth,
then I,
Or a regression, however you choose to look at it.
One or the other, but
I think J-Lo has glowed up throughout all of it, right? I mean, even though she's had a bunch of on and off relationships.
But she also was just about to be married, and she might be regressing into this might just be a rebound. We don't know how this is going to play out.
You think Ben Affleck has glowed up?
I think so, yeah.
Well, maybe not his addiction, but I mean his on-camera and producer skills.
Do you not remember Gone Girl?
Gone Girl was great.
No, Gone Girl was great. And Argo was great.
Yeah.
And everything else has sucked.
You saw the Ben Affleck dong in Gone Girl in that shower scene.
You think that was his real dong?
Dude, it was a continuous shot.
No dong.
It was flubbed.
No dong.
But I mean, like, I'm not gonna pretend over here like if I had to film a naked ass shower scene that I wouldn't like pop a Viagra like an hour.
You're doing the Conor McGregor. Like, go ahead and just give me the ring.
No, I'm getting a pump. I'm getting everything. Like, get me one of those wide angle lenses that make things appear, or the rear view mirrors side view mirrors on the
closer than they appear.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't talk about dongs anymore now that Sex Life show exists.
Why not?
Have you not seen that dong?
I'm not watching Sex
Life. It is
life.
Not jokingly down to his knees.
It's a knee knocker. It is.
I didn't even know that existed.
I thought it was fake, but everyone's saying that they're
real. Real.
Is it the guy from Watchmen?
Oh.
That's a different knee knocker.
Here, I'll play it for you in a moment.
Go ahead and just show him. Show him.
I don't know if I can get it up fast enough, so it'll take some time. I'll pull it up.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, Mahoney, so here's the thing. If you had 1 year, right, and 1 billion American dollars, would you make it popular, you know, knowingly popular, to eat bugs in the U.S.? Like, if so, how? How are you going to do that?
Message deleted.
If I had $1 billion and I needed to make it popular to eat bugs in the U.S., I would just hire all sorts of influencers. I think you could probably get that done with close to $1 billion.
Yeah, and then start the rumor that eating bugs enhances the size of your junk.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Yep. Yeah, and then everybody'd be on board.
100%.
Gives you that Netflix sex life.
As
junk.
Soon as a company perfects the dong enlargement pill, like that works for real, that is going to be, it's going to blow Amazon and Facebook out of the water.
I know that there's some people that, you know, certainly need the enhancement. But is there really that big of an appetite, Audrey, for women out there that are
It's only for dudes,
It's
Dave.
Only for dudes.
But it's here, an ego thing.
But it, because, it's an ego thing,
but
yeah.
But here's the thing, Dave. Even if you are feeling like, I'm happy with what I was blessed with. I'm not, you know.
You'd consider yourself blessed.
No, I'm not. It could be way worse.
Could be way worse.
That's how, sure, I look at it. Could be way worse.
Yeah.
But when this pill hits the market, we basically get into a nuclear arms race because, well...
See, all us guys are going to overdo it.
If you're just normal, now you're going to do it. So now I have to follow in that same footsteps. Otherwise, I'm going to, you know, we're going to be disarmed. We could get blown up by the Ruskies.
Look at how dudes are with our vehicles. And then,
and
then
steroids,
just know,
and muscles.
Yes.
And, yes.
Like, I'm going to be rolling coal with my wiener.
Please leave a message.
Nuclear dongs race?
Okay, Mahoney. So here's the thing. If you had 1 year, right, and 1 billion
same
American
one.
Dollars.
That's the same voicemail.
Same voicemail.
Let's try this one.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm drinking in the rain. Just drinking in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm buzzing again. The weeds by the door. I'll end up on the floor. Just drinking, drinking in the rain.
Message deleted.
Bravo, bravo.
I fully believe that guy was actually drinking in the rain when he called and left us that message.
I love drinking in the rain. Like sitting outside while it's raining and
not in the rain.
No, but like under a covering, yeah, and watching the rain and just like enjoying a drink and a cigar. Like,
oh, yeah,
to me, that is so relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that in my bones, but I'm also very upset at myself because during that last call, the one about the penis,
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Yeah.
The fact that I didn't say a baby arms race.
Mm.
Would have been. It took me like 45 seconds after that was done.
Let's just go back to it.
The weeds by the door, I'll end up on the floor, just drinking, drinking in the rain.
All new banger.
It's Top Stories!
Here's what's making news.
Man, so I wish that I had the confidence of some of these politicians. I mean, we see it all the time where these politicians are doing openly stupid and in many cases illegal stuff, and they just don't care. They just make up an obvious lie, mm-hmm. and they'll just keep telling it and keep telling it and
because
keep telling it.
The public in large is apathetic, Dave, and it's, you know, the one thing we've experienced over the last, you know, 6 years is just if you throw enough stuff at the wall, we'll all just, like, none of it matters.
So the latest one is a dude out of Michigan. He reportedly spent $221 of his campaign money at a strip club in Dearborn on March 8th. Because he said that he was meeting constituents there.
Hell yeah.
And that he was going to discuss potential economic projects, according to the disclosure. His name is State Rep Jewel Jones, turned in his fundraising report to state office holders, and candidates have to submit these records. In a phone interview, he described the Pantheon Club, the venue of the meeting, as a lounge, and he wasn't sure that it was a strip club before the phone call somehow became disconnected. A Twitter account using the name Pantheon Club described it as the oldest and most established gentleman's club in Michigan. But, you know, surprisingly, it was a strip club.
Dave, it's a gentleman's club. Let's get the terminology correct.
Have you ever met a place that is more inaccurately named? Like, you go into a gentleman's club and there's a bunch of dudes hooting and hollering at naked chicks throwing money.
Yeah.
That is the least gentlemanly thing you can
Nobody's
do.
Nobody's holding a door for anyone there.
Nope. He added, though, that the club had great lamb chops, and that's
oh,
what
got him
in. Oh, you
got food at a strip club,
mm-hmm,
too?
Yep.
Oh, this guy, lock this guy up. I had no problem until this point.
He also spent $696 at Ferraro's Italian restaurant and wine bar on March 22nd.
Not mad at that.
And he described it as a dinner meeting with other legislators. A week later, the campaign spent $514, and this is what's impressive, at John's Good Time Bar and Grill.
John, I love. What do you think they're rated?
3 out of 5 stars, tops.
Tops.
John's Good Time Bar and Grill in Inkster.
Inkster? Yep. Oh, dude, Dave.
Oh, am I wrong?
On Facebook, they're... a 5-star rating on Facebook, TripAdvisor, 4 stars, 19 reviews.
Okay.
And on Yelp, Dave, 4.5 stars out of 37 reviews at John's Good Time Bar.
Color me incorrect. I apologize.
But I'm
John's
looking,
Good Time Bar and Grill.
But I'm looking at John's Good Time Bar and Grill, and a very good down-home cooking looks like. It's the type of place that has the napkin dispenser on the table.
Like, and he spent $514 there? That's impressive. Like, I mean, I get it. Like, a $700 dinner at Ferraro's.
None of that work.
I mean, like, that's, you know, if you have a couple of bottles of wine, you can get there, especially if you're with a group of people, pretty easy. But $514 at John's Good Time Bar
and
Grill?
These are people who donated to his fund. So, I mean, to me, this one is minuscule. It really is. Like, if this was tax dollars, I would have a problem with that. But these are your supporters who donated money to your campaign. Spend it at John's Good Time Bar and Grill and whatever strip club you want.
Yeah, he's not the first to do this, I'm sure. Just the first to get caught.
And finally, a man in a yellow bus stole the school bus, and he drove across multiple county lines before abandoning it and hitchhiking across the state. He then drove a front loader into his own home as his wife fled.
God.
This is quite the day. Rather bizarre drama, they say, unfolded over the weekend. 39-year-old guy was released from a hospital. He was then seen walking along the highway. He later stole the bus, was seen running red lights, wouldn't pull over for cops. He abandoned the bus, and then the next day he stole a front loader and crashed it into his own house, flipping a vehicle into the structure. The suspect's wife fled the home. Her and her husband have been estranged, but... she was uninjured, thankfully. The suspect was taken into custody, booked into jail for investigation for motor vehicle theft, first-degree malicious mischief, and the attempt to elude police. I'm just curious. This guy stole a bus, was running from cops. How did the cops lose him? Because it said that he dumped the bus, went hitchhiking, and then the next day stole a front loader and flipped a car into his house.
Just follow the school bus
You
trail.
Lost a school bus?
Dave, he pulled the most genius move ever.
Oh, did he put out that little stop sign?
That's right.
And the cops were like, we have to stop. We
can't go.
These are the rules.
We're trapped.
Yeah. They're like, but he's getting out of the bus and running away. It says stop. You have to obey it. The red lights are flashing.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So, guys, I'm hoping for a better day today. Yesterday was kind of rough. Like, started off with the whole, like, Marc-Andre Fleury's getting traded out of town. You're like, oh, that sucks.
It did suck.
We find out all the kids have to wear masks back to school.
You know what's the dumbest take out of all?
And then we all have to go back to wearing masks. And then there was that horrific car chase on the 15 that shut everything down for a couple of hours and just a really sad situation.
Today will be better. And I want to call out the people who are, you know, who are on their high horse about Marc-Andre. It's like, well, this is a professional team. This is a business. This is how it's run, blah, 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 blah. So the Golden Knights have a little bit of a different relationship with this city than other professional
everything that
sports
happened
teams.
On October 1st.
And Marc-Andre Fleury being
the face of the organization.
Yes, and being a good human being on top of all of that. Like, this is different.
The thing that pissed me off
and
the most.
And the fact that he found out on Twitter?
Yeah, the fact that he found out on Twitter and nobody from the organization called him, and then the Golden Knights put all this stuff, like taking a victory lap, like, oh, we just want to thank Marc-Andre Fleury for his great service and blah, blah. You're like, guys, you got to do more than just say that, right? You have to treat somebody with respect. And the fact that he finds out on social media, that was garbage.
Yeah, it was garbage. It was a pretty not classy move.
Garbage.
Yeah.
And for everyone that was complaining about what was going on in the 15 yesterday, that was just a
horrible,
horrible police chase. And there's an officer right now who is
fighting for their life.
Yeah, and really, really rough shape from my understanding. And, I mean, just a terrible situation where the perp, from what I heard, intentionally targeted the cop. They were trying to put spike strips out on the interstate and hit him, and then they went through the windshield. I was just, all the details were out
that
there.
Perp.
Yeah, I'm glad he got shot.
Yeah.
Screw you, man.
Yeah.
Run over a cop on purpose, and then you try to grab their gun when they pit maneuver you. Yeah.
See you never.
I don't have to waste time on a trial.
Yep.
But today is going to be a better
day.
There's going to be, and it's kind of sunny out. We have some sunshine with these weird clouds and all this rain that we've been getting. So hopefully it'll lift our spirits and just get out there and put a smile on underneath your mask.
Today will be a better day.
Or don't smile because you have to wear a mask.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.